The National Prosecuting Authority is ramping up its efforts to respond to the Zondo Commission and will need specialized skills to support complex corruption cases. Of course, the NPA before noting to the country that it does want to deal with such corruption cases and high profile cases, but it's always been dealt a blow in terms of capacity. But the business leadership of South Africa now saying they're going to be offering help to the NPA with technical skills to gradually increase its effective prosecutions. We chat now to Wayne Duvenage, the CEO at the Organization of Undoing Tax Abuse. Wayne, welcome to The Money Show.
Good evening. Nice to be with you.
What critical skills can the business leadership South Africa offer to the NPA in order to make sure that prosecutions are sped up?
Well, they've got a lot of members who could bring investigative skills, forensic audit skills, and these are the type of skills that the NPA needs. You know, piecing these cases together, getting all the evidence lined up to make a strong case against the perpetrators and the corrupt individuals is very, very important. So working with these the investigators within the NPA, they can add a lot of input and making sense of all the information, which is very important in compiling cases.
Is this not the function of government, though, to make sure that it's fully capacitated in terms of the NPA? We know the NPA has been saying it doesn't have the proper talent to look into some of these cases, but shouldn't they be making a bigger effort in order to attract such talent?
Yeah, we think there should be, but it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. As we know, the NPA has been decimated and hollowed out during the Zuma years. They have a capacity shortage. And while they're building that capacity, it's important that civil society and business assists, but in a way that is, it doesn't compromise the investigation. So you wouldn't have companies directly assisting them because those companies might themselves be implicated.
Yes,
but when you have non-profit organizations like BLSA, I mean, ART has also been working with the NPA and the investigative directorate as well. They acknowledge some of the work that we've done in the past on the Transnet case, and on those cases, it's fine. So long as there's an MOU and there's an understanding and the assistance is provided above board, we don't see any problem with that. But over time, we do believe the NPA and the investigative directorate should capacitate themselves. But unless they have this assistance, it's going to take a long time.
And of course, this is very important in terms of the grey listing that South Africa faces from the Financial Action Task Force. You know, they've said before there's an inability to systematically prosecute those involved in commercial crime and money laundering in South Africa. Some of these skills will help maybe tick off those boxes that the Financial Action Task Force wants to see, you know, in order to make sure that we don't get on the grey list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're spot on. So, the quicker we can get on top of these matters and start bringing people to book, the better it is for the country, the better it is for hope, by the way, for South Africans, because we need to see action now and activity around the corruption that has been taking place.
There's, of course, been a lot of corruption enablers from the private sector. And, you know, with the business leadership South Africa approaching the NPA with the skills needed to prosecute and, you know, take some of these companies to book, that, of course, is important. But on the longer term, how sustainable is it, though? We should be, of course, expecting the NPA. I know you're saying it takes time to get that talent into the system, but on the longer term, we can't always rely on the likes of the BLSA to come to the fore and give talent to the NPA.
Yeah, you're quite right. But, you know, we have got 10 years of backlog here, and the NPA is dealing with everyday crime, everyday rape, murder, corruption, fraud. And to have to deal with a backlog that we have and the scale of it, it's going to take a very long time. So we do need to make sure that all hands on deck and as much assistance is given. But you're absolutely right. We don't want to be in this situation as a country for too long. So they do need to capacitate themselves. They do need the funding. Government has to make those allocations. As you know, we are pretty tight as a country when it comes to funds. And over time, I think this is the right thing to do, but they should extricate themselves from this type of assistance in the future. But right now, all help is going to be good for the country.
Would it be viable then, very quickly, to create sort of like a unit that would be supported by the likes of the BLSA to say, as and when you guys need financial forensic skills, we'll be giving you the guys that you need for a particular case. A unit that's always going to be, available for the NPA instead of paying people to do it for the NPA?
Yeah, it's one way of doing it, bringing in not only BLSA, but civil society organizations. I think there are a number of other areas that we need to investigate and explore as a country. I mean, corruption requires specific skills. We believe that there should be dedicated corruption courts with judges that are trained to unpack and understand how to try those cases, because there's specific things you need to look for when it comes to corruption forensics, and understanding the financials and the implications therein are important. So specialized corruption courts is one area that there should be some focus on. But that's more on the judges' side, but there's training that is required. International resources can be brought in to assist us in that regard. So it's a multi-pronged approach, we think, and your suggestion or idea that there's a special unit that is comprises of a number of sectors of society brought into the task could be a good one to explore.
All right, that was CEO at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, Wayne Duvenage, speaking to us about the Business Leadership South Africa offering to help the National Prosecuting Authority with technical skills to gradually increase its effective prosecutions. Of course, the NPA incapacitated in terms of those kind of skills and prosecuting high-profile cases, especially when they go into the billions of rands. So that one, a very important story.